In recent days, there have been attempts to put legal flesh on the bones of India's declared policy of holding the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance. These initiatives have taken the form of seemingly coordinated published pieces by Indian authors that advance a series of contentions in support of India's position. There is no credible basis to the positions advanced. While India hotly asserts that Pakistan is linked to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, it has advanced no evidence in support of that claim. For its part, Pakistan has condemned the attack. It has rejected any involvement. It has proposed the establishment of an international mechanism to identify those responsible, and it has declared that the perpetrators must be brought to justice. Pakistan is an all-too-frequent victim of terrorism. It does not perpetrate, support, or condone the targeting of innocents. It rejects unequivocally any linkage to the Pahalgam attack. Three arguments are advanced in support of India's abeyance policy, which the authors of the published pieces take to mean the suspension of the treaty. The first argument, which is not linked to India's claim of Pakistan's involvement in Pahalgam, is that there has been a fundamental change of circumstances since the treaty was signed in 1960 that permits India to suspend the treaty. Wrapped up in this contention is the second argument, that Pakistan is in breach of the treaty because it has refused to enter into negotiations to modify the treaty in view of the purported fundamental change of circumstances. This too has nothing to do with any alleged involvement by Pakistan in the Pahalgam attack. The third argument, which is linked to India's Pahalgam claim, is that suspension of the treaty is a lawful countermeasure in response to Pakistan's alleged involvement in the attack. A striking realization follows from these legal justifications that India's action is opportunistic. Only the countermeasure's justification even purports to stem from recent events. This is the magician's distraction, using Pahalgam to mask India's true motivation, that it simply wants to extricate itself from long-settled legal commitments that are a cornerstone of its relations with Pakistan. The legal principles invoked in support of India's case are well settled in international law. They rest on clear legal limbs. They have been the subject of judgments and awards of international courts and tribunals.